Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. Founded in 1988, the Woodstock Land Conservancy is committed to the protection and preservation of the open lands, forests, wetlands, scenic areas, and historic sites in Woodstock and the surrounding area. The Woodstock Land Conservancy will honor Congressman Maurice Hinchey at their second annual Vernal Fling, being held this Saturday at 5:30 at the Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, New York. The evening of festivities will kick off with Perry Beekman's Jazz Quartet at a cocktail hour, always a good idea, followed by a musical invocation by Gary
Kvistad.
Thank you. You knew I was going to have trouble. Kvistad of Woodstock.
Founder of Woodstock Chimes.
Right. And the presentation of the award to Congressman Hinchey. Then the party will continue into the evening with food, drinks, and dancing. Here now to tell us more about the Vernal Fling and the recent work of the Woodstock Land Conservancy, Kevin Smith, chairman of the Woodstock Land Conservancy, Patty Goodwin, president of the Woodstock Land Conservancy, and Lori Ilvesacker, Maverick board member, Woodstock Land Conservancy supporter, and Vernal Fling committee member. Kevin, Patty, Lori, welcome to the show. Big doings this weekend, eh?
Indeed.
Tell us about it.
Well, Saturday, the 12th, as you said, at 5:30, the Woodstock Land Conservancy is hosting the party, the Vernal Fling, to honor Congressman Maurice Hinchey.
Right.
When we were discussing what, how, where, because last year it was at Birdcliff, the artist colony, the original art colony in Woodstock, we said, why don't we look into Maverick Concert Hall, the longest-running summer chamber music festival in America, beautiful venue that is on land protected by the Woodstock Land Conservancy.
Perfect.
So it's a perfect hand in glove. The land is in full flower right now, or full bloom. The event is going to be one of those warm, loving celebrations of our land, our community, and a great conservationist, Maurice Hinchey. The party, you've mentioned Perry Beekman and the legendary Warren Bernhardt on keyboards, will have fabulous music, food that will, you know, basically make the dinner hour go away, and you know, be a family reunion, Woodstock style.
Very nice. And this is, of course, to number one, honor Maurice Hinchey and his work, and also to help support the fine work of the Woodstock Land Conservancy. Maybe Kevin and Patty, you could talk a little about what that work is.
Well, we over the 25 years of our existence, we started as a really small grassroots land trust, community-driven. And we've protected, with our partners, over 1,000 acres of land in Woodstock and the surrounding area. And honoring Maurice is he's so much a part of so many things in our community, including the Maverick itself, which he's helped support through his work in the government. And our very land protection work itself, through initiatives that he helped sponsor when he was in the assembly in New York to codify conservation easements, this wouldn't even be possible what we do and what all of our sister land trusts are doing all around the state. It's only possible because of the work that Maurice helped do in the legislature. And now, as we're moving forward and helping our communities connect people to nature, become more sustainable, create safe paths and trails, more livable communities, and protect habitat, again, Maurice's the foundation was laid by Maurice. Things like the Hudson Valley Greenway, the walkway over the Hudson, all manner of things, the National Heritage areas. These are all things that Maurice has kind of helped put in place that now we're able to work with our partners, with municipalities, and with our communities to really make the Catskills and the Hudson River keep it beautiful and help it move forward in the 21st century.
It's about striking a balance, isn't it? I mean,
Very much so.
You fight, in essence, a battle against sprawl, but there's always that sort of symbiosis.
Recreational tourism is a huge and will remain a huge economic driver in the Catskills. People come to the area because of the beauty. They move to the area, or they buy second homes in the area because they love the natural resources in our area. So there is very much a balance, and it needs an integrated approach.
And I think Maurice has been a leader in so many ways. I mean, he is truly an environmental hero. He was at really the birth of the American environmental movement, the modern American environmental movement in the 70s. He brought Love Canal to national attention when he was in the state assembly. He, in the assembly, he enacted New York State Superfund law in 79. The first law in the nation to control acid rain was another piece of legislation that he was key in sponsoring. And that was before he even got to Congress. And now we all know him so well for his leadership around against hydrofracking. Mm-hmm. The Frack Act is a law that he's sponsored, which would really close the loophole that exempts the oil and gas industry from the Safe Drinking Water Act. And, you know, it would force them to play by the same rules that all of the rest of American industry plays by. So there are so many reasons to honor him. And I think in this event on Saturday, we're honoring him in a particularly emotional, warm, musical Woodstock kind of way.
A fun way as well.
Absolutely.
Very nice indeed. You know, as we move into this new century, what challenges are ahead? Now, this group has done so much already, the Woodstock Land Conservancy. What are the challenges ahead in the next 20, 50 years?
Well, I think you put your finger on it before when you said it really requires balance. That land conservation needs to be undertaken in a way that is integrated with economic development now, and that really embraces a new paradigm regarding sustainability in our area. We want to do our part to help promote a rebuilding of local food systems, for instance. That's a really good example.
Yeah.
To help rebuild the very infrastructure for producing food very close to where it's actually consumed. That's one example.
Another initiative that is really important to us, protecting land is one piece of it, but the other piece is connecting people to the land, mm-hmm. bringing people back out onto the land, helping them to appreciate the extraordinary natural resources that we are surrounded by in the Eastern Catskills, getting children out onto the land. You know, I grew up, you know, my mom shooed me out the back door.
me too.
It's not that way so much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, children are so enmeshed in their various electronic devices. And kids need to go out and experience nature, because unless you have that experience, you don't understand in your core why it's so important to protect the land, the environment, what we're surrounded by, particularly in this time of climate change.
Yeah, and we still have an amazing area in the sense that there are myriad paths and trails and old woods roads and quarry roads that run throughout the area and connect to the village, connect hamlets to hamlets. We want to help protect as many of those as we can and create a network of paths and trails for that very reason that people can use to visit their friends, can go into town, take walks. Yeah.
You know, in one respect, I think you're lucky that you're in Woodstock, because of the progressive nature of the business community. And it would seem to me that it goes hand in hand. In other words, if business is there with you, this works so much better.
But business needs to be educated.
Yeah.
And it's through events like this and through the media and through, you know, interviews like yours that more and more people are educated.
Well, the event, and we'll get back to the event here to close up the segment, it is Saturday. It is 5:30 p.m. It is the second annual Vernal Fling. It's being held in honor of Congressman Maurice Hinchey, the Woodstock Land Conservancy. Lori, any other tidbits about what will happen on Saturday?
Well, there's going to be a fabulous silent auction. Actually, a lot of the silent auction items are online now at the Woodstock Land Conservancy's www.woodstocklandconservancy.org.
Right.
So you can see the silent auction items and pre-bid, as well as I'd encourage people to buy a ticket. Because while it is an outdoor event at the Maverick Concert Hall, there is a limited amount of tickets.
Okay.
So if they can go online early, buy their ticket, come to a great festival.
And the website, once again, is woodstocklandconservancy.org. The Woodstock Land Conservancy's Vernal Fling, second annual, Saturday, May 12th. That's this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at the Maverick Concert Hall. Kevin Smith, Patty Goodwin, Lori Ilvesacker. Did I get it right?
Perfect.
Close enough. Thank you so much for being here on the Roundtable, and good luck with the event.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.